Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk. Terry and Robin. And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. You are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin, and this is Reverend Terry Power coming to you live from Allentown area of Pennsylvania. And, of course, I'm joined tonight by my bride, my sweetheart, my best friend, my partner. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Hi, honey, how are you?
All right. Come on, a little more energy. This is a New Year's Eve party or New Year's party. Woo-hoo!
You're funny.
So we are here tonight. We're going to have, a pretty good list of guests, and we'll identify them as they get in here. But we got a few people going to be coming to hang out with us and spend a few minutes talking about the new year. And we're going to see who all shows up. But there's a pretty good list. And just celebrate. I mean, we got through 2016, it has been a weird year.
Yes, it certainly has. Certainly capped off by the strangeness of poor Carrie Fisher passing away and then her mother dying almost immediately thereafter. I mean, the next day, Debbie Reynolds dying. This is very sad and a little bit bizarre, which is actually kind of in keeping with Carrie Fisher's life. I mean, she said it herself in her one woman, you know, thing that her life, if it wasn't so strange, would just be, you know, if it wasn't so funny, would just be true. And it's right through to the end. They held true to that fact.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, they were sitting around making plans for the funeral. And I read something today that Todd, Carrie's brother, said that she was talking about how she just wanted to see Carrie, that she missed her. And he said, I guess she maybe didn't intend it this way, but she's off to see Carrie now. So,
yeah. Yep.
So now they're planning a double funeral for them. So, That's going to be an interesting one. But anyway, we're still here.
Amazingly, we've survived. I guess nobody wants us that badly. We're still stuck here, down here on Earth.
Yeah, well, we're going to be here for another few years. I'm planning on sticking around for, you know, another 50 maybe.
That would be nice.
Yeah. It'd be nicer if you stick around for at least 50 with me, so.
I'll do it, give it my best shot.
All right. All right, so we've got some guests already already lined up, and one of our bestest friends, one of your bestest friends, certainly, Marcy is in there. So let's go ahead and bring Marcy on, and she's going to hang out with us some during the night. So, Marcy, are you with us? All right.
I guess we lost her. Marcy, are you there?
Oh, no. Here we go. Hey, Marcy, are you in there?
I'm here.
All right.
Yay. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, honey.
Yeah, I think Nib was flipping switches and screening calls and couldn't hear that we were
ready
calling.
For Marcy.
That's okay. No worries.
So how are things with you?
Things are well. Just, you know, staying on top of the mom and she stays on top of her stuff, and you know, it's been a rough year for her. You know, she had the bout with cancer, and but she's doing pretty good. She's doing pretty
Excellent.
Good. Yep. And
we'll keep sending positive energies.
That would be awesome. Yeah, she's doing okay. You know, she's doing maintenance treatments. So they kind of it's only every other month though. So it's not like she'll go every week or something. But she's hanging in there.
Awesome.
So, and
Give the mom our love.
I certainly will.
Awesome.
Certainly will. And been working on my Hugel culture garden. So that's coming together slowly but surely. I've got to go gather some horse poop soon and get that thrown in there. I had to dig a trench and get a big old log pulled in there. And so, yeah, it's a process, I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, I know. It takes quite a while. Are you gonna flirt with owning chickens? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, but I do have the dog, so the dog might think that the chickens are just playthings. So I'm pondering getting one or two and see how she does. You know.
Peanut was really good with the chickens. She really understood that the chickens were part of the pack. And never really went after them. So from my experience, that was never a problem. However, of course, early on, several years ago, when the neighbors had chickens, she didn't feel that way because they weren't chickens in our yard. So yeah, it's hard to know how a dog, you're right, it's hard to know how a dog's going to respond.
Yeah, so I've pondered getting a couple. I was looking at some chickens on the road because a lot of people around here have, you know, their chickens free range. You know, so I go to pick up the guy that I work for and take him to work. And, there's these beautiful chickens just roaming all over the place. And I'm like, you know, maybe I should just get one or two and see how she does. But she's the kind of dog, she wants to chase everything in the yard that moves. You know, what squirrel, a lizard, an armadillo, a possum, whatever. So I don't know. We'll see. You know?
Yeah.
But I really would like to have chickens. You know, I would love to have some chickens. You know, keep the bugs down, and you know.
Yeah.
I want to put some bat houses up, and you know,
chickens did a great job on keeping the ticks and spiders down at my house.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know.
Yeah, I'm
so not
chickens for that.
Well.
Yeah, they kept the spiders. It was good. So,
yeah. I'd have to have chickens in the house, and and in Florida, there's an overabundance of spiders here. So some of them have met their demise in my presence.
Well, you know how I feel about it. Spiders come in the house, it's instant karma.
I am
an instrument of that karma.
Reincarnation.
Mm-hmm. So how y'all doing?
And it's my job to issue that reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a task.
That's right. The bigger the spider, the more likely it is that I'm getting the call.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll tell you a funny story. Terry and I were away sometime last year for like a long weekend, and my friend Joey was coming over to the house to feed the cats and water the animals. And the day we're arriving home, she called me and she's like, "I just want to let you know that I fed the cats and I took care of them and everything was great. But when you get home, there's an overturned glass in your sink over the biggest MF spider I've ever seen. I was afraid to kill it." So a big spider in a glass in your sink for when you get home. And she wasn't lying. It was the hugest spider I'd ever seen.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some pretty big spiders in the house. We have also those ground-dwelling spiders outside that get to be about the size of your fist. They line the ground nest with their silk, and then they lay the babies, and the babies are crawling all over.
Not,
the chickens were great.
Not for the faint of heart.
Marcy, what big plans do you have for 2017?
Oh, wow. You know, I just on trucking. You know, I just want to get some more work done on my house and get a nice garden planted on my Hugel culture bed. And, you know, that's pretty much the plan. You know, I just I don't have a tendency to look at the new year as new stuff, really. It's just kind of keep on trucking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and you know, usually I'll do my usual grandbaby road trip in the middle of summer, and go see all my grandbabies and, you know, all the rest of my tribe that's scattered throughout the country.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be looking for you then.
Yep. So, but there is one new hobby I want to start dabbling in, and that's blacksmithing.
Oh, awesome.
I went to a blacksmithing open house workshop, like a hands-on thing, over in Gainesville a couple of weekends ago. Oh, my God, it was so fabulous. It was great, especially for somebody like me who has, you know, some violent rage tendencies. You know, and used to be the way I dealt with that was to go out with some friends and listen to some really good live music and dance my butt off. But there's not so much of that going on around here. So, I might be taking up blacksmithing. I got the word out with some friends of mine today to keep their eyes peeled for some blacksmithing tools. So, yeah, I'd really like to dabble in that.
Yeah, we will talk. We will talk. That's been on my list as well. So, very cool.
Right on.
Stick with us. We've got some more guests that are in the queue, and let's go ahead and bring in one of our regular guests. He's been here with us a few times, musician Brian Hinkey. Brian, are you here? All right. I guess
me in the slightest.
Hey, there he is.
Can you hear?
Hey, Brian. There you go.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes,
yep,
sir.
We can hear you now.
All right. Yeah, spiders don't bother me at all. I like them because they eat mosquitoes who eat me.
Well, yeah, I'll keep bats for that. Thank you very much. But I don't know, something about spiders, I don't want them in the house. I don't mind them if they're outside. I won't bother them if they're outside in their own little environment.
after a rainstorm and the raindrops are still on the web.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the sun's going through it. It looks like you've got raindrops just kind of hanging in the air on nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really cool outside.
Outside, not in my house.
Yeah. Yeah, if I find one inside, I'll, you know, take it outside. But I don't kill them just to kill them. My theory is, you know, I'm not going to kill anything that I'm not going to eat.
Yeah, well.
But I don't have to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
and I'm not going to eat spiders.
In the house, we have an understanding with the spiders. So.
Yeah.
So outside, they're fine.
Anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. It's almost 2017.
How you doing?
I am doing so good. I had a realization, it's the closer to the end of the year that I got, that I planted a lot of seeds in 2016. I wrote a lot of new music. I do mean a lot, a whole lot of new music, because I've been writing both for myself and for a friend of mine's band, the Night Travelers. And I'm coming up with a concept album for them. I've written six songs so far for them, and I'm planning on two more for their next album. I'm going to produce it, and we're going to record it in April.
Awesome.
Plus, I've written close to 20 songs just for myself, so I'm going to be able to pick and choose on what I'm doing. The way I look at it is I've done all the seed planting, and now it's time to harvest.
Start
performing all this
stuff
live and record.
Yeah.
Very cool. So we're going to be getting some of the music to add to the mix here, right?
Yeah. I'll send you some stuff once it's mastered, even before it's released.
Thank you.
Now we can bring you on and you can talk about it on the premiere night, and we'll do the premiere for you.
Sounds good. Sounds real good.
All right, so
you got a lot of
touring planned for 2017, or maybe
I've got a good number of festivals already contracted. Some more that are pending. I'm just waiting for word. I'm going to be in Florida in April, doing the Florida Pagan Fest, and then recording in Georgia with the Night Travelers. And then straight from there, heading up to Our Haven for the Beltane Fest. And the Beltane Festival, we'll have Ginger Ackley there in Tuatha Dé. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And down in Georgia, down in Florida, rather, it'll be Wendy Rule and Tim and myself will be the music.
Nice.
So, a lot of fun stuff coming up. And I'll be at Caldera again in October as well.
Awesome.
Very cool. Sounds like a blast.
Have you been down to the Florida Pagan Gathering before?
No. And of course, I'll be at Summerland up in Wisconsin, I'm there every year. And I'll be at Sirius Rising at the end of July as well. That's at Brushwood in New York.
Yep, right in my backyard.
That's just off the top of my head. And there's some other stuff, too.
mm-hmm.
I should have put my calendar in front of me and just read you off a whole list. People want to find out about everything. They just have to look me up online. You know, that's all up there.
All right. Yeah. How does somebody find you online, by the way?
They can find me at facebook.com/BrianAhenke9. And if you're not sure how to spell my name, it's Brian, the correct way. Henke, and then the number 9.
All right.
And, you know, that's Facebook, and then it's BrianHenkeGuitarist.com and Reverb Nation, which is a great place to come and listen to music, because I've got a ton of free stuff you can listen to for free there.
No, excellent.
And that's just ReverbNation.com/BrianHenke. So.
Awesome. Well, Brian, I know
if you can spell my name, you can find me.
Yep. I know you'll have a great time at the Florida Pagan Gathering. It's a beautiful facility. It's right on a lake. It's really pretty. So, yeah.
I'm looking
there.
Very forward to it. It'll be my first time there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, catching up with Wendy and Tim would be great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you get down there, ask them where the shady tree is.
The shady tree.
That's
okay.
Right. That's where our shady tree
is. I'll be in Florida, so I'm sure I'll be looking for every shady tree.
Remember the first time
One of the really fun things about this album with the Night Travelers is it's a concept album. It has a whole story behind it. And besides the album, there's an author who's working on the book to tell the story to make it go into even more in depth. That's Byron Ballard. I think she's been on your show before.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Good, very good writer. And I've been fortunate enough to see some of the pages as they're coming out, and it's going to be a great book. I'm really excited about it.
Well, very cool. Well, I'm glad you called in. It's great to hear you. It's great that you've got so much planned for the year. I'm excited.
Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff going on. It feels really, really good. I've written so much new music. It's been kind of overwhelming because I've been writing so fast, I'm having a hard time getting it all learned. You know, writing is its own process, and then, you know, arranging it and getting it, you know, locked into my memory is another. And then I've got to perform it out live, and then record it, and then perform it out live some more.
Yeah,
when, you know, I did one gig where I actually took a music stand with me. I usually don't do things like this, and I had three brand new songs that were so new I had to have the lyrics in front of me for that one gig. But you know, it's so fun. You know, the new stuff is always so exciting. In fact, I started another one yesterday. I was working on it just before I called you, and when I'm done talking with you, I'll go back to it. A summer solstice song.
Awesome.
Well, excellent. All right. Well, Brian, thanks again for being here with us. We got a few more people we're going to try to bring in. We got some other guests in the queue. So I wanted to again say thank you. Happy New Year. And we look forward to having you back for a full hour with some more music, and we'll have a little more time to chat.
Sounds great. You guys take care. You have a very happy new year, and
happy
I will catch
year,
you
Brian.
Another time. All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Well, that was very cool. Thanks, Brian, for being with us. Right now, let's see. We've got quite a few people in here, but I want to go ahead and bring in a couple of people that have been with us for quite a while, our Tuesday night ritualists, and Shira and Vega. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How's everybody?
Well, we're hanging in. Doing good.
We're doing better than some.
Ain't we all?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're excited about the coming year as well. A couple of new projects. I'm not quite ready to announce, but some stuff that's very exciting getting ready to happen for us. So, but what about you guys? What have you got planned? What's your big 2017?
Well, Vegas got a new camera that he has to figure out. So, and we want to use that to do some videotaping and putting stuff together and maybe start a study group. So we're just kind of working on stuff like that. And do a little more practice than just reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well,
we've got some local people interested in learning some stuff. So we're going to kind of work on that on a kind of on a casual basis.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, nothing like surprising you on the air, but maybe you guys should write the next full moon ritual. Don't laugh. Yeah, like the whole thing, you know?
The whole thing,
Just sit back and read.
When is the next one?
What, about 2 weeks, I think?
Yeah, probably in about 2 weeks.
I don't know. It's within the next month.
Yeah.
And the next one falls, right? not yet.
We'll talk about it.
Not quite yet. We're doing really good with our quarters.
You are, and that's why I'm so impressed. I think you guys should, you know, step up and write the whole thing now. You don't need me.
We're not quite there yet, but...
Yeah,
well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
The next is the 10th of January, so maybe we'll give them until the 7th of February.
All right. Yeah, we could work on that.
All right. So what else is going on with you guys?
We're just trying to have some quiet time. There's just been kind of a lot of stuff going on, and like, you know, some sad things in family and people passing away, and then people like you were talking, Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds and all those people passing away, and it's like, okay, mm-hmm. enough. You know, mm-hmm. that's how many people can die in 1 week here.
Yeah. We've had a year of basically pulling together a lot of materials, and so next year is going to be our push to try to get out and start to use them.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. All right, well, guys, I want to thank you for calling in and being a part of the show, and Happy New Year's to you guys, and thanks for all you do with us. And you guys are just so much a part of what we do here. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Well, Happy New Year to you guys. If you've got your schedule down for all our next rituals, if you got to throw them out by email so we know what you're planning, that would be great.
I'll get that posted on the group here shortly.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All righty.
All right. Well, Happy New Year's, guys, and we'll talk to you next year.
Okay.
All the best.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Good night, guys.
Night.
Good night. All right. So... thanks again to Shira and Vega for being with us. And next up, and this works out pretty good for the timing because we're going to play a Dragon Ritual Drummer song. So let's go ahead and get Utu, Witch Doctor Utu in here. Utu, you with us?
Aloha.
Hi.
Hey,
Aloha.
Utu.
How's it going?
Very good. We got half the band here in my kitchen right now.
Awesome. Oh, Happy New Year, guys.
So, hey, say Happy New Year, guys.
Excellent. I hope everybody's doing well. Y'all got big plans for 2017?
We got some great plans for 2017. Technically, it's kind of a down year for us. But meanwhile, we are starting off the year in Louisiana for Drums in the Swamp, which is an awesome event. And then we hit New York City for the first time ever for Witch Fest. And then we hit Michigan Pagan Festival, first time to that. And then we go to Hex Fest in New Orleans, back to Louisiana. And then, Salem, we round it out. So that's our 2017 right there.
Nice.
Excellent. When are you going to be in New York?
In July, mid-July, Witch Fest.
Okay.
Which is an amazing
cool.
event. Yes.
Do you guys need like, you know, roadies or press to go with you to any of those things in New Orleans? You let us know.
Yeah. Okay.
I love Nolens. I would go back in a flash.
So, hey, you know, in light of New Year's and all that, why don't me and the guys for like 30 seconds give you guys a good New Year's Eve salute? Are you cool with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
From Niagara Falls right down to all y'all.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Hey, we're getting ready to play one of your songs at the break. We're going to play Masters of Chaos.
Oh, okay.
You guys want to stick around through the break and we'll talk a little bit after?
Sure.
All right. So, Niv, if you would please play Masters of Chaos by these amazing Dragon Ritual Drummers, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. National Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia. Welcome back, everybody, and Happy New Year. All right. And this is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hi, honey.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing pretty damn good. I'm enjoying myself and listening to the Dragon Ritual Drummers, which is always a good night. And, just hanging.
Yeah, and we got Marcy hanging out with us over here. I think she's being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
She's having trouble getting a word in.
I'm just listening.
And Witch Dr. Utu, how you doing, partner?
We are doing good. We are having another Dragon Ritual Drummers holiday get-together. We have a few throughout the, holiday season. Tonight's the night, one of the nights. We got half the band here. And we're just enjoying this lull between Christmas and Gregorian New Year.
Very cool. Well, we're glad that you guys are with us, and thank you again for the salute. We're honored. I've listened to Masters of Chaos for a number of years. How long ago did that come out?
That was released in 2010, actually, on Tribal Magic.
It's just one of those songs that I love. I mean, is there a story to go with that, or is it just...
It's not really a story to it. We had a vision of, battling forces of chaos. That was kind of the grandiose vision of it. And because we had the chanters, that the crazy sound you hear is Ian and I playing chanters. And we played that song and a few others like that live at certain locations where they have the right sound for that. But... those are chanters, and it sort of sounds like must sound like ancient European music. That was our ode to some ancient European medieval, style music.
I just love that song.
Go ahead.
I just love that song. I love the sound of it and the emotion of it. It's just you always get caught up in it. You can't ever.
There's a terrible
hear it too many
cheesy.
Times.
There's a terrible cheesy video for that. An official video. We participated in it. It was part of a video for a movie, a D-list movie of some kind. And and the video, if you type up Dragon Ritual Drummers videos, is pretty much the first thing that shows up. And there's a video for that song, which is intermixed with the visions of the movie. It was like a soundtrack to this movie.
Interesting.
So that we get a lot of play from that song, actually.
I'll definitely check that out. Thanks. All right, well, guys, I will let you get back to your party. I wanted to say again, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being a part of, Under a Shady Tree and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network and the support that you guys have given us. We appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Well, we're the grateful ones, guys, really, for giving us a chance to talk and release songs. We appreciate it so much. And I tell you what, Gregorian New Year is happening in a couple of days, but let's get together and celebrate New Year when the Chinese do, the Lunar New Year, the Lunar New Year. That's the pagan New Year, Lunar. That's when it's really all about New Year's. How about that?
I know.
So, lots of love. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
I love you too.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.
They sound like they're having a good time.
Yeah. Sounds like we ought to be up in Niagara Falls with them.
Yeah.
I'm not far.
All right. So, go ahead.
So getting ready to say my son spent Christmas over in Paris.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, my youngest one, him and his wife went over to Paris for Christmas. That's kind of like their engagement anniversary. And, yeah, they've got some great pictures.
Yeah,
him and Chris.
I remember him when he was riding a bicycle around Beltane. Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Crazy,
not
isn't
too
it?
Too fast, Marcy. Yep.
Oh, gosh. You know, I look at my, I just can't believe I'm a grandma.
I know.
It's just crazy. Hey, is Lee calling in?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. How's she doing?
She can't, good. She can't stay up this late anymore. What she tells me.
Oh, shoot. Well, she's chasing grandbabies too, so
this is it. Yep.
You know.
We'll be seeing her tomorrow. We'll give her love. We'll give her your love.
Oh,
yeah.
please do. Give her big hugs and Sammy and the boys and you know.
Austin and so, yep.
All right.
Well,
we've got a couple of more guests in here, and we're starting to run out of time. So let's go ahead and bring Anne Marie.
Hey, Anne-Marie. Yay.
From Florida Pagan
Florida
Festival.
Pagan Gathering. We were just talking about that.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi,
Anne-Marie. And I are
here. Hi, Paul.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. The weather's so nice here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I feel so bad for you all.
So snowy. It started out this morning snowing, and it snowed for a couple of hours, and so there was like a good inch and a half of snow on the ground, and then it started to have one of those cold, dismal rains where it should be snow, but it's not quite cold enough for it to be snow. So, and it was
right.
Gray and dreary and horrible all day.
Which is why I live in Florida.
Yeah, we've got like 6 inches of sand on the beach right now. And
no, be quiet.
Yeah, lots of white stuff. We call it sand.
Of course, it is supposed to get into the 60s on Friday. So, you know, this year we've just decided to have Christmas on Friday. I mean, have our winter on Friday. So, it gets down to 60, and then by Sunday it'll be back up to 80. So.
Okay.
I keep telling Terry we need to move.
There you go.
Well, I just got to find a way to pay the bills down there, and then we're on the road. So.
Well, you don't.
Get on it. Marcy, you heard from Marcy. She told you.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on, Marcy. We can get them moving.
I am. I've been working on it ever since I got down here.
This is true.
Yeah, I couldn't live up there again for love nor money. I lived my first 38 years up in Connecticut, and I'm going to live the rest of my life down here in paradise.
There you go. Yeah.
I think my daughter might miss the snow.
Yeah, we can get on a plane and go visit snow.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
So,
you got
something
to say.
So, Anne-Marie, Paul, what do you guys have planned for 2017? What's your big plans?
We have so much going on. We just got through with having a mini festival for Green Song Grove, the local networking group here in St. Pete, and it was gorgeous. We had perfect camping weather. It was in the 60s and 70s at night and didn't get higher than the 80s during the day. So we just had 3 days of beautiful outside under the sun and beautiful live oak canopies, and we had a wonderful time. And some of the groups have decided to do something special. Quite a number of years ago, in the mid-90s, we used to do a festival called Breedfest, and we kind of let it go. The more we were working with FPG and the more we were working with other groups, we just didn't have time. And but the last weekend of February, we're doing a four-day weekend festival here in St. Petersburg, again at Boyd Hill, and everyone's looking forward to that and anxious.
Yeah, nice.
They clamored for more. And then in April, of course, we have FPG coming up, Beltane. And in between that, we do all the Sabbaths again with Green Sun Grove, so we're busy. And our coven's getting ready to take a few new students end of January, beginning of February. So we're going to be very busy. And I have a little group of brand-new first-degree Reiki healers that we just unleashed into the world. And so they'll be working this year on getting their Reiki 2 and then next year on getting their master.
Nice.
So we're busy.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Sounds it, yeah. So how does somebody get in touch with you guys about any of what you've got going on, FPG or any of
that? Well, wait a minute. Just before we let them do that, I just want to say to anybody who's listening, Florida Pagan Gathering is one of the few gatherings that has been doing this for, what, over 20 years now? Consistently?
23 years.
23 years consecutively. These people know what they're doing. This festival is amazing. The space is amazing. It's on this gorgeous lake. They have this beautiful drum circle right on the lake, huge fire. I mean, it just doesn't get any more perfect of a setting, not to mention the fact that the staff works really hard. These people know what they're doing. They put on an excellent festival. Coming from somebody who put on festivals, believe me, I know the work that goes into it and the dedication, and you can't find a better festival to go to. So I just wanted to thank you guys for doing such a great job year in and year out, knowing how hard it is to put on a festival myself. And to do it for 23 years straight, there should be some special pagan Emmy for that.
Thank you so much for your kind words. And I'll tell you, it's because we have wonderful pagan authors and wonderful support from the pagan community. You all offer some wonderful, wonderful workshops and just your support by sharing information with people. You know, we couldn't have continued to do it so long if we didn't have the great word of mouth and the support of all the authors and all of our news
that's
people.
True.
So
yep,
we love the community and we love our extended community. We're grateful.
We love you guys, and you always take such good care of us when we come down there. We're looking forward to making it to one of the festivals in 2017. We're not sure which yet. We're still working on the schedule.
Well, anytime you want to be here, we're happy to host you. We love you so much. And, again, everybody raves about your workshops. And so anybody who's looking for something, offering you all to come to their festival, they're going to get quite a lot to have you there.
Oh,
again, you're so appreciated down here.
Well, thank you very much. Now, I do have one favor. Just in case we don't make it in April, if we have to wait till Samhain again, show Brian Hinkey the Shady Tree, please.
I will definitely show Brian the Shady Tree. I'm so looking forward to Brian and Wendy Rule. It'll be so good to have them together. I know that Brian had explained that they had played together before and that they're friends, and so we were so happy when we met him at Caldera Fest to be able to offer for him to come down and play. We're just looking forward to him. He's such a fine musician. It's always so wonderful to hear his music.
And he's a fun person, so.
He is fun. He is a lot of fun. We didn't get a lot of time to spend with him, but I'm looking forward to having him in the big house, so to speak, and sharing some meals and some good conversation.
Well, excellent. Well, darling, we've got another guest that we need to try to squeeze in here. So we want to wish you guys a very, very happy new year.
Well, we wish you a prosperous and merry new year as well.
Yep.
And we will be looking forward to getting down there and seeing you guys again soon.
We love you. Love to Madeira and just everybody, the whole gang there. Madeira.
We will pass that on to everyone.
Yep.
Yes, please do.
Have a blessed new year.
Yep,
blessings.
You too.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and we still have, first of all, thanks again to Anne-Marie and Paul for everything you guys have done in the community and for always taking great care of us when we come down to visit. Such a great event, and it's one of those great family events where you can take the kids, because there's stuff going on for the kids, and it's not too over the top. There's still enough for the adults to do, but it's not so over the top that you can't take the kids and feel safe. And that's really important in this day and age with events. So just putting that word out there as well. And we got one last guest that we need to squeeze in here, and I feel kind of guilty that we've kind of given him short shrift here. But Hercules Invictus from Voice of Olympus is with us.
Hey.
Hercules.
Greetings.
Hey, Hercules.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Sorry to keep you waiting so long. It's just been so crazy and busy tonight. It's been wonderful.
That's okay. I'm with my wonderful wife, so everything is great. So.
Hi, Tina.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So it sounds like you guys have a lot of exciting things planned for 2017.
Oh, indeed. What about you guys?
Well, we have the show. We're 2 months away from our first year anniversary. So we're doing two seasons a year, so that our third season will start in March. And the next bunch of shows for January and February will lead into the third season and give the third season its particular voice. So we're pretty excited about that. Got some workshops running hither and yon. Lots of interfaith initiatives. I'm actually in charge of the interfaith parade next year in our town.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm going to start working on it as soon as the new year dawns. And writing mostly, lots and lots of writing. Some publishers have been showing an interest in the stuff I've been putting on Facebook and elsewhere. So I'm in dialogue with them. So that's the most exciting thing.
Absolutely. Awesome.
So when's the parade?
The parade will be next December.
Okay.
So it's going to have all sorts of folks. The local Catholic Church, one of the Presbyterian churches, one of the synagogues, and one of the mosques participate. And we're going to try to get some pagan folks and folks from underrepresented religions like Hinduism. And the Sikhs and so forth to be part of the parade this year. So I'm really trying to extend the reach of the parade.
Well, very cool. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's going to keep us busy for the next 14 months or so. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to develop our voice on Voice of Olympus. I have a long future and vision for that show, and I'm very grateful that it sprang on your radio station because I believe in the mission of CERN. And I guess let's make the next year wonderful together.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to continuing our endeavors together and maybe getting beyond the station and getting some stuff that we do like in person together. And
that would be awesome. When we call it that group, it was awesome. So I'd like to do that again.
Yeah, well, I tell you, the show that you and Athena have with us on Monday nights has been such a positive addition to the station. And
absolutely.
You know, you guys bring another element to it, and we're you know, we're working on expanding and getting more and more people. We've got another show maybe going to be launching in January sometime. So, so we're, you know, he's into growing plants and the emerging forest, I think, is the name of the show. And
awesome.
So, you know, we're just trying to add voices of people that want to talk about unity and coming together. And what you do is very important and very exciting. And I just want to say thank you again for coming on the network and for sharing all of this with us.
And we've had the double book guests, so we've extended the show. A lot of the episodes now are like an hour and a half rather than the hour we started with. And we had to stop booking for a while because I booked all the way until March. And now I started booking again for past March. But so many people want to share their voice on the show that it's been overwhelming. And I'm looking forward to growing on CERN as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you guys have I will have to just take credit for, you know, like putting it all together for putting you with Terry. And, you know, it was my brilliant idea.
Yes, it was.
Polish my fingernails for 2 seconds. But you guys have really been wonderful. And I couldn't have gone, you know, sometimes you take a chance, you have a good idea and you just sit back and you cross your fingers. But it has been wonderful. I've gotten so much positive feedback from people who listen to your show, and they're like, those people are so much fun. They are awesome. I'm like, I know. That's why we put them on the air. So,
thank you. And you guys are awesome as well. This has been a great collaboration, and I'm looking forward to it expanding.
Yep, us too.
Indeed. So Hercules and Athena, how does somebody get in touch with you guys?
The best way is to go on Facebook under Hercules Invictus or www.herculesinvictus.net. And there's a page there with contact info.
All right. Very cool.
And we even have a Voice of Olympus website, but they'll find it from the website. So.
Right.
Anyway, take care. Thank you so much. And Happy New Year. Thanks for inviting us.
Happy New Year, guys.
May it be a prosperous and blessed one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Man, what a great show tonight. This has been fun.
Marcy, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
I have somebody who'd like to say good night to you.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Marcy.
Hi, baseball. How are you?
Good.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, you going night-night?
Yep.
Okay. Rest well, my darling.
Okay.
All right, Perry, tell everybody Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
All right. Well, Marcy, Happy New Year. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year, you guys. I love
you. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Love you.
I wish I could give you hugs.
Yep, I wish so, too, but I'll imagine. And thanks for looking out.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get down. Hopefully maybe we'll get down to Florida here over the next few months, and we can see each other.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping an eye on my girl up there.
You know it.
Thank you so much. All right, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Mwah,
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
All right, Robin, tell everybody how to get in touch with us.
Okay, if you want to get in touch with Terry or myself in reference to anything having to do with the show, or having to do with having us come to your event and teach, or you want some of our counseling services, or I'm a certified holistic health coach, any of that stuff, or you have questions about what we do and who we are and why we do what we do, or what this radio station or show is about, feel free to reach out and send us an email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Again, littlestonebridge@gmail.com, and put something in the subject that will let us know that it is an important email. You know, and just put that in the subject. You know, question about the show or something that's going to catch us. You know, to read it, because we get so much email and so much of it is junk. That, you know, unless you've got something good in the subject there that's going to tell us that this is from a reader, from a listener, from somebody that wants to talk to us about something, we may inadvertently pass it over. The other way that you can reach Terry and I is, of course, through the ubiquitous Facebook. You can find us, you can find Terry at Rev Terry Power HP, and you can find me at Robin A. McKean, McKean, just like the county in Pennsylvania where we live. So feel free to reach out to us on Facebook and send us a message. The problem with Facebook and private messages, as many of you may realize, is that if we're not already friends on Facebook, it's very hard to see the messages that people send you. So if you send us a message on Facebook and you're not already a friend of ours, be aware that it may be a little while before we see the message. So really the best way still to reach us is at littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
And Terry, do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I think you've covered it. I mean, there's the Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page and the Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check those pages out as well. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot about scheduling. Just keep tuning in, guys. We're on 419,
yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with a new show coming up starting in the next couple of weeks. So keep tuning in and keep listening. You know, we cover on Tuesday nights, we cover all the Sabbaths with rituals and full moons, as you probably heard us talking with Shira about earlier. And a lot of just our, teaching and sharing knowledge. If you've got any topic ideas, please email them. We are still working on the 2017 schedule. And there's some open dates in there that we need some ideas from our listeners. So please let us know what you want to hear us talk about. Email that to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Now, the last thing I want to do before we sign off is there's a special person who we've not talked to tonight, who is always there, always flipping switches when she needs to, engineering when we're off doing a remote somewhere, has been helping flip switches and screen calls tonight and keep us on task. And we wanted to say a special Happy New Year's to Niv. Are you there, darling?
I'm here. You found me. Darn.
Hi,
thanks, Terry.
Didn't expect to talk tonight.
You. And we know,
I had a fun
we can't
time
do this
in,
without
it,
you.
In the green room. It was awesome.
I bet you did.
You know, when I got that, your private caller is calling you, and oh my God, I know who that is. But then, too, I couldn't start my day without him. So, you know, it was great. I could go to sleep with him. Well, I'm happy. Oh, it was great hearing from everybody. I'm so glad everybody called in. It did keep my little fingers busy tonight, that's for sure.
Well, you did a
great
job.
Well, you did a great job.
And we just want to say thank you for all you do and helping communicate with these artists and authors and all of the people that we talk to on Thursday night. We couldn't do it without your help. And we wanted
and
to say thank you.
When next year? I've got some people already lined up for next year, so, and people we haven't talked to before. So it's going to be a little bit different, a little bit more authors, hopefully.
So
I've already getting ready to book one in January, actually. So new people entirely. So
awesome.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Looking
keep it coming.
For them.
All right. Well, darling, wanted to say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and you guys have a blast and with our friend Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you won't get any storming out there. And don't bring it home. I had enough this morning.
Yeah. Indeed.
The drive was not fun to work. Thank you.
Well, thanks again, and Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
Guys, and everybody listening.
All right, and to all of our listeners, thank you for sharing this year with us. Thank you for being a part of what we do here. Thank you for taking a little bit of time and spending it with us. We are honored. We love you. Happy New Year's to everyone, and we will see you again next year, Tuesday night on the 3rd. So tune in, and with that, we will wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone. Happy New Year's, and blessed be.
Blessed be. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.